Hello, friendos. Welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. Hope you're all doing well today. Man, this thing is auto-adjusting to weird colors, making me like fucking green. The fuck? Hope you're all doing well. It's a cold, snowy, crappy day here. But now I get to spend some time with you. So worse times could be had. Cheers. Yeah, it's like, look at there, it's like green. And then you move forward and it kind of auto adjusts. Well, it was auto adjusting. I feel like ever since they updated the software for this streaming thing, it's gotten worse. Quit updating shit and breaking it. I don't like it. But I hope everybody's doing all right today. Black Cat is a little sleepy. Krista says, cheers. Krista, stopping in with some frogs and hearts. Yeah. The topic today might make you think that it's going to be about drugs. And maybe it will be about drugs. I don't know. Maybe we'll just start talking about drugs. See, look, it did it again. It's like you raise up and it gets... Stop it! Can't get the right color. Look. It's like auto-balancing to something green in the background. Maybe we need to turn this brighter. Okay, that seems to fix it. So we're going to go with a little bit of a brighter light today. Maybe I'll move to something that's a little of a warmer shade. Okay, I'm going to leave it on that. But really, I want to talk a little bit about taking trips. And in this case, family trips. That I used to take, because I realize, boy, it's been a long time since I took a real trip. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm so excited for this move. The last time that I went on a trip vacation, and so maybe you could count going to Flixology's place, but the last, like, destination way out, whatever, was when I went to the Grand Canyon way back in the day. And I think maybe you can maybe count that one Arizona trip for the wedding, but we used to go on family trips. I would say maybe not every year, but every other year-ish. And, you know, my mom was having some health issues and couldn't go on a lot of them. She desperately wanted to. And if I think about that too much, that breaks my heart and makes me sad. So I'm not going to do that. But yeah, do you remember? Black Cat has seldom planned things. You definitely seem like a...
Just sip on the bacon and go.
Which is like fun too. Fucking responsibilities are stupid. It would be so cool to just be like, let's just fucking go that way and just go and see what's out there. Just fucking, you know, I miss that shit. But like when I first started to drive, I used to explore roads. It's fascinating to me as a young adult, the idea that for the most part, you exist in a hub around all of the places that your parents are basically taking you to. So like you go to relatives' houses, maybe you go to a store or you go wherever. But I don't think I can remember ever just like being with my dad and just being like, let's just go drive and just see what's around. And it was an incredible journey to just go drive around some roads that I had just never been around or seen before. So if you look at a map, say, like the Detroit Metro, whatever area, there's like an Air Force base and all sorts. And I'm like, I never really just went over there. I mean, like when you'd go like, oh, we're going there because there's an air show. Like you just go directly there. And then typically you'd either go home or you'd go to a restaurant that was on the way. But it was, again, it was all like known stuff. And I think whether it's a bicycle or taking a walk or a drive or anything like that, I think it's neat to just take a little trip and to just go to a place that you've never really quite been to before. And that gets harder as an adult because you got shit you got to get done. And especially if you're like, well, I went out over there and there's like nothing there but like meth addicts and whatever. But Krista says the only trips we would take as a family was up north to see family. Was never out of the state until 2008. What I mean by out of state is out of New England. Where did you go? Was that Florida? Black Cat says that they used to do that. They drive out on Long Island, find a diner, maybe a pie stand, but you went on road trips every summer. See, we didn't do a lot of those road trips. I mean, I feel like my mom and dad had like opposing viewpoints on stuff. Because my dad would always say that Black Cat comments, we went to upstate Lake George, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is underrated. There is some beautiful scenery through Pennsylvania. I miss Pennsylvania. The last time I was there, it was another thing. It was like, fuck. It's like 5 years or something ago. Jesus. A 3 day bus ride down to Florida. What if like, you know what would have been weird? You know what would have been wild if Black Cat was like,
I was in bus too.
it turns out you guys were like both on the bus. Some spook, oh yeah, some super spooky areas. A lot of death, especially around those battlefields. Pennsylvania's neat. I like Pennsylvania. It's a cool town, cool state. But like my dad would always go, well, I can never take vacations with your mother because she would always be so nervous and she would this and that and the other. And I've since learned that let my dad kind of just vent about some of that stuff because what I wanted to do was say, allow me to retort, sir, because you, when you go on vacations, always have to have everything fucking planned down to the last minute. There's never like a let's just sit and enjoy. It's like, man, 9 a.m. we gotta be up and we got a 15-minute drive here and then we can stop for 13 seconds. We're gonna go in there and go to this gift shop and see this thing and then this tourist thing opens and there's a plane. God damn it, dude. Can we just fuck off and just like walk around? Hey, Dan Dastardly is here, everybody. Both your parents drank, they weren't nervous. No, you never did that? You never just, what, you always like had a plan? Dan Dastardly, good to see you. And by the way, if you guys have not, please make sure you check out Dan Dastardly's channel. And when you're in there, make sure you type exclamation mark sheep. But how you doing, brother? Ooh, what emoji is that? Milo? Oh, is it your doggy? Oh, look. What a good boy. Oh. Puppy. Okay, so you had no plan. My dad would, it was everything was had to be planned. In like, I've learned that my father gets often. I'm going to try and use a measured word here. He gets antsy in his pantsy. He has such a difficult time just like fucking, will you just fucking sit down? Like he can't. His last snaggletooth fell out, so he's all gums. You have to feed him like soft like mush food now? Poor baby. That makes me sad. How old is that dog, Dan? Black Cat says, one of the best parts back in the old road trip strays is finding a bush to pee behind.
Wow.
Rest stops are more intermittent, you guess. Your trip was planned maybe a few hours before you left. I feel like one of the other bad things about car roads or car trips is when you're little, suddenly getting road sickness and throwing up in the car. That was apparently a thing that I did more than once. Gamer Lab 1, good to see you, sir. How are you? Jaggedy Gaming, have you ever done a stream with multiple people from remote locations where all were on camera on one screen? Yes. We've done guests with paranormal investigators, horror enthusiasts, lady winners. We did Flixology. We've had Flixology on here. We did Tony. We had Tony Polanco. We've had RoboPulp. We've had a whole bunch of guests. A few years now, he's still young. You break his little biscuit treats up for him when he brings them upstairs. Aww. That's adorable. Puppy. What did I use? Well, I used Skype because Skype has a technology called NDI, which is Network Device Interface, if I recall. And that technology allows you to take that feed and stream and use it as a native software device or camera. So in this case, in the software that I use, XSplit, you can take that feed and just include their end of the video on this panel so that you can see them, and then you don't get audio echo and you're not like refeeding it using a cable or anything like that. It's the native audio from the stream. When you say integrating well with Twitch, it depends on what broadcast software you're using. Again, I use XSplit. I know a lot of people use OBS. There's several choices out there. I use XSplit because it is fairly simple to set up. They had a lot of nice stuff out of the box that just worked. But what I would say is look in OBS and look for NDI support. The other thing you can use is, I think there's like StreamYard. So you can use things like StreamYard, where basically it's kind of like Zoom or anything else, but then you just include and add basically a scene that's just that window or whatever, right? XSplit is the OG. I remember using it a while ago, solid software. I mean, like a lot of the stuff, it's got its quirks, but I mean, I don't do as long of a stream as some of you guys do, but I've done this now for what? 5 nights a week for years at this point, and it's kind of chugged through like a champ. At least in this case, it allows me to do everything I need to do. I mean, you got the chat on the side, you can do resizing, overlays and videos and all that fucking stuff. The alerts and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that all just takes a little while to configure, but Jaggedy Gaming, if you have more questions and you want some articles or whatever on that, I can certainly share those with you. But there's a lot of different ways to do that. Working on a stream for your new upcoming D&D game, and you want to get the Dungeon Master and all of the players on one screen. So here's the other thing you can do. So in Skype, you can now hold like a calling room, sort of like you can do it in Zoom. And people don't even need a Skype account. You can basically just set it up where it's like a chat room with video. And then people can just go to a web link and they'll all show up on a panel. And then when they're all there, you basically take, again, that NDI stream and you just feed it through your broadcast software and there they are. I would say the one thing that usually confuses people where you'll have a problem is that we'll often duplicate your audio if you're feeding your master audio through the broadcasting software and you're feeding the audio through the scene of the NDI stream. So what I usually do is I usually put that feed here on the broadcast and I mute that and just allow the global system sound to pick it up and then it's fine. And I've done, you know, hour-long chats with that and it's pretty much crystal clear and works perfect. I mean, obviously it's dependent on the other person's call quality for them, but it's work like a charm. I wish I had somebody around right now. I would ask him to come on right now and be like, hey, can you do an impromptu demo? Let's see, do I have anyone who's on here? Sorry for hijacking me. No, it's fine. Look, that's part of being in a lounge, right? Sometimes people got shit we want to talk about, and you talk about them. The only time that I would say I would get slightly annoyed with, like, hijacking stuff is if I was in the middle of, like, a true story or had a guest or something like that. But, I mean, I'm just fucking shooting this shit. Talk about whatever you want. I just bring up a topic because otherwise I would sit here and just stare at this. I would just be like... Which are like some streams. I'm like, man, you have the personality of a bag of hair. You're legit. We're trying to go legit and draw a real audience. You'd fall asleep with that. You know, the person that really got me into doing all the rest of the stuff was being in Dan's stream and just seeing the graphics and silliness and all the rest of the stuff, that stuff that he did. And that really sort of prompted me to look at some options. Because I am one of those people, I'm like, look, I just want a thing that works and I'm done. I bought a lifetime license to this, so I basically have a permanent license for this. So I get all the upgrades and everything else, and it just fucking works. And it has some features in it that, like I say, that I like, in that I can actually use this for recording video. So you could actually do tutorial videos. I wish to God I'd had this software back when I used to do modding. When I used to do build levels for video games and do mods, because you could have recorded the tutorial using this with voice and text and everything else. It would have been fucking amazing. But this really, I mean, like I say right now, I'm recording this so that it can be used as the podcast, and it's not really, I mean, this is a cheap computer. My CPU is running at 23%. The GPU is at 50. So, I mean, the system really isn't even that taxed, to be honest. Dr. Perry Falls plays with others, but they aren't on camera. Maybe ask him also. Yeah, I think he just wants to be able to see the people so that they can either show their reactions or do whatever. But Dr. Perry has got some crazy skills. So you certainly may want to ask him about that. He's got some bonkers shit on his fucking stream. That guy's stream is occasionally like the most nutty fucking chaos fest I've ever seen, with his sugar peach and all this other weirdo shit. But yeah, the NDI support. So I tell you what, I know we were talking about road trips and vacations and all that, but let me show you, in this case, exactly what I was talking about. And what I was talking about is this. Boop, 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 boop. So, this here, this network device interface, it was a specification developed by NewTek. I'll blow this up a little bit so you guys can read it. Receive high-definition video over a network in a high-quality, low-latency manner that is frame-accurate and suitable for switching in a live production environment. So when you look at this, and you look at how this was designed, you can carry multi-channel, uncompressed audio, metadata, all sorts of crazy shit. So they have this on a lot of platforms. It's in that regard like open source, but there aren't a whole lot of other video calling software that actually supports it and works with it. So that's the key, is in this case finding something that has support. So, you know, they have a lot of other things that you can use. And again, it's like used for, you know, Like if you're in a professional environment and you're doing like a news broadcast, you can have that feed be basically translated to various monitors and screens and all that sort of shit. And you don't have to run hard lines. You can just do it over an internal network. So then looking at this, for me, it was that Skype, in this case, I know Skype often gets a bad rap, but NewTek has integrated with Skype. So, you look at this thing, this NewTek Studio. I mean, you look at this shit, this is bonkers level. I mean, that's like a true production studio. I mean, look at some of these setups with some of these screens and devices they have. So that's a pretty new high profile fucking protocol. And it is crystal clear. And when you guys are watching the stream and you see, for example, like Flixology was here and he's talking, that's like as low latency as me hearing it. But yeah, Skype has that natively built in and it works really well. So you may want to check to see if there are other programs that use that. Otherwise, you're just going to have to capture the window and then you may have some lag and some artifacts and so on and so forth. But when I have my guests, that's why I use Skype. I tell them, look, if you don't care to have Skype and have a Skype account, you don't need to. You can just set up a free room, free chat room. Here's just a web link. And you can just do all the chat and talking and everything just through a fucking browser. You don't even need the app for it. The only time you need the app is if you're the person hosting that because you need that application to have the NDI stream. So yeah, that's what I've used. And once I got that nailed down, you do guests all day. We try right now if you want. Add me on Skype. And the crazy thing is, once you sort of have that hooked up, it's a breeze to do it. If somebody called me, whatever, right now, you could patch them in fucking 2 seconds. It's kind of wild. Do you guys want to see Dan? Get on here so everybody can watch you touch your mustache. Good, good. Well, like you say, you could do it through. You could do it. I've done it through a browser on my phone. It still actually works pretty well. All of that too, the now that they have the WebRTC, which, if you don't know what that is, that was a protocol that was developed for browsers to be able to basically stream data from a client browser to a server. And you can do some crazy nutty shit with that. God, the stuff that's out now is so unbelievably complicated and complex. I just want to be done with it. I just want to smoke cigars and fuck and ride my motorcycle. I'm done with all this tech crap. I hate it. Can I just get like a, can I get like a fun little like in person who just does this stuff? Like I fucking, it hurts my brain. How do I know so much about tech? I mean, some of it is just reading and doing it in off hours. And I mean, I occasionally have a little bit of a down the rabbit hole thing where I'll get into stuff and start reading about it. And the next thing I know, I've been reading it for 5 hours. Oh, I was going to go do this, but instead I've been sitting here on my phone or I've been at a computer doing whatever, reading about shit. So, I mean, I've been in that. I've been kind of in the industry for a long time. And I used to do kind of a lot of work with AV, but it was the AV that was like old school Targa boards. Like you got to remember the ability back in the day to have a desktop computer that wasn't thousands of dollars. So AV is audio video. So audio video production work. You used to have special cards to be able to do things like green screen images real time. Years and years ago, the machines couldn't keep up with that. You had to have special hardware to do it. And I worked for a company that had sort of a proprietary piece of software that they used for that. So we would do broadcasts, say in front of a ballroom, and you could do games and stuff with people's pictures showing up with transparencies. And that was, I mean, that was like mind-blowing tech at the time. Remember when AV Club's job was to push the TV into VCR? Yeah. You just push the card around with the little locky wheels. Anyway, like all the stuff that's out there and available, you know, again, I'm gonna pitch Dan and Londi and some of the stuff that those guys do, working with games and mods and all that even blows my mind now. You know, I used to do that stuff back in the day, but much like Black Cat, who swore off it about 10 years ago, it says, no catching a bag of this. I'm kind of in the same boat. If I could walk away from all this crap, I would. If I could have some like cute little gnome person thing who just like did this shit and I could just be here with my fat, stupid head and just talk. And not have to clickety clackety. I could just motion and they would just switch to a screen. That'd be great. What am I talking about? It'd probably be a disaster and then I'd get frustrated. Just, you the good old days, the VCR cart to the classrooms. Okay, kids, today we're gonna watch. And then the teacher always has like the crusties. They get the crusties in their mouth. And I'm like, how could you not tell? Those crusties in the corner of your mouth are like as big as fucking marshmallows. Look, dude, there are times where teachers would be talking like that. I wanted to fucking throw up. Dude. Is King Dinosaur T? No, but I had teachers that were like that. Today we're gonna watch a National Geographic video and there's a worksheet. And it was usually like a substitute. They'd just put a video on because they had no fucking clue what the current curriculum, whatever was. So it's like, oh, you have a substitute. Here, watch this VCR movie and do a worksheet. And everybody's like passed out asleep and nobody does it. And you get in trouble. Thank you for their info. Off to bed so I can be bright-tailed and bushy-eyed in the morning. Do you ever see that picture of like where the eyelashes go, and it's a picture behind the eyeball, and it's just like a full of hair that, oh, thinking about it, it's making my eyes water. Jaggedy Gamey, thank you so much for stopping by, brother. I hope you have a great night's sleep, and we'll see you soon. Gamer Lab One comments, I remember the room in the library in fifth grade where the people would talk over the school intercom and broadcast on the school TV. Right? We used to have the little chroma key. So, a chroma key where you could do the blue and you could do a little text or like a floating video. Again, that shit used to be expensive. You used to have dedicated hardware to do that stuff. And shit, now you can do it just here on my desktop. I could drag it around and cut shapes out and do all sorts of nonsense. Au revoir. No. Au revoir. I like mispronouncing stuff on purpose. All right, podcast folks. There's some major police activity or something going on outside. Can you hear those sirens? Yikes. Take a break. We'll be right back. Just road trips and exploring. And I remember we the okay, wait, why do I wait, why do you do podcast breaks? Well, let me explain. So this show, which is here on Twitch, so there's also a podcast version of this. So for people who don't want or don't care or don't know what Twitch is and would prefer to just subscribe to this as an audio show, there's a podcast version of the show. And you can find that pretty much anywhere. It's just the Cigar Goyle Lounge podcast. But the place that I host it on has advertising. And you can basically, in an episode, click on a little thing and say, hey, here's basically a little monetization piece. They typically don't want you to do that at the beginning or end of an episode. So what I usually do is do the little sound intro, talk for about 30 minutes. Then the people that are listening to the podcast hear a little song clip. Then the ad, it's like, I don't know, 20 seconds. And then the second half of the show. So not like it's a fortune, but that does actually make me money. It's enough where we've sponsored, you know, some of the animal shelter stuff and stuff for the show, but, it splits it up too, because they, a lot of those platforms, if you want to put the little music breaks in, you either have to edit all the audio yourself, or if you put it together in their application where you have these little bricks that you basically put in to build a timeline. It's much easier to do that if your audio isn't just one continuous piece. So me doing the pause is here now that I just record this actual stream and rip the audio out of it. That pause is so that I have two files so that I can just split that into two pieces and it's just easier to manage. So that's why we do the podcast breaks. And on some of the ones where if I either have a guest or there's something else, now and then there's a, hey, it's not appropriate. I'm not going to make money off of that person's content or whatever. So we don't always do them. Usually if I have a guest, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I think it depends on the guest. But yes, that is why. And that is done through Anchor FM. If you're interested in making a podcast, it's really easy. Krista says, I must be deaf because I don't hear anything but you. Well, Black Cat Poppy is a cat. She's a kitty cat. So she has super, well, it's not superhuman. It'd be feline hearing. So she can hear stuff that none of the rest of us can hear. That's why she's always like looking around, stares at the wall. Do you ever cats do that? And you're like, what the fuck are they looking at? And they're just like staring. Because they're ghosts? Ghosts. So yeah, if you guys ever have any questions about what I use or how I set this up or broadcast it, if you're ever curious about it, look, I'm always open to quality/constructive questions. I'm not about to entertain the trolls that stop in and ask for ridiculous shit, but you guys know me. I'm always interested in interacting with and explaining to the best of my ability, whatever I can. So don't ever be shy about derailing me or doing whatever, like anything you want to talk about, we can talk about it. Well, within reason. I shouldn't say anything, but within reason, whatever you guys want to talk about, I'm always open. Ask me questions about whatever you want. So what the fuck was I talking about? Road trips. When's the last time you guys took road trips? Or just a vacation trip? You know, we used to go to Black Cat. I imagine you probably remember this. Do you remember Geauga Lake? So 2018 was the last time you went. So was that... where did you go? What did you do, if I can ask? Gamer Lab? You don't... So Geauga Lake, I thought, was over in New York. We used to go to... We did several times where we did this family trip where we'd go to, like, SeaWorld. And then there's a place called Geauga Lake that was near it. And it had, like, some roller coasters and, like, animals and all that sort of stuff. It wasn't, like, as crazy as, like, a Six Flags, but they had this, like, Demon Mountain roller coaster that I just absolutely loved. And that place shut down. It wasn't, I think they weren't making the ticket prices anymore, with things like Six Flags and Cedar Point and everything kind of gobbling up a lot of those tickets. I don't think they could make a go of it anymore. But we used to do road trips there. I barely remember the drives. I have the barest memory of what that park looked like. And I remember this roller coaster. It looked fucking cool. So Gamer Lab 1 went to Fort Myers on a 2-day trip with three friends down to Florida. Well, that sounds nice. I mean, I like Florida. The humidity doesn't do the greatest with me, but I like Florida. I really do. Lots of lakes. There used to be quite a number of amusement parks. Unfortunately, a lot of those closed. Was it Western New York? Yes. You know what? I don't know. I think so. It's been a long time. I haven't looked it up in a long time. You want to look it up? Let's look it up. Let's look it up. I can't remember. Let's see how it used to be spelled. That's probably wrong. Oh, here we go. That's not right. Is that the wrong one? Huh. Okay, this pulled up something different. But anyway, that's where we used to go. We used to take road trips there. We went to, I remember for a little while, my mother was pseudo infatuated, wanted to see Gatlinburg, Tennessee really bad. And if I recall, that might have been one of the last vacations that we went on. And I feel bad about it because in my brain, I think that's when I was kind of like shithead teenager age. And so I don't think I appreciated it. And I remember getting in some argument or something with my mom and dad. It was just not, it wasn't great. Just angsty, shitty kid. I remember doing some hiking, and that was cool, but my mother at that point was really struggling. She couldn't go very far. Krista says Florida is usually her go-to vacation spot and is going back in September to hopefully meet her step-grandchild and hasn't really been anywhere else. Well, you know what? Maybe you should. Pick a place and just go. I mean, I know it can be tough, but especially with bus and train, whatever routes. But it's incredible, again, to think of the. So Gamer Lab won like St. Augustine, the Keys, and Central Florida. I love St. Augustine, and I absolutely love the Florida Keys. Black Cat, I'm surprised you don't live in the Florida Keys. That just seems like that would be like the place for you.
I'm a parrot now.
Man, St. Augustine is just so beautiful, all the old buildings and everything. I mean, Florida's got some incredibly rich history, just given the location of that in a nautical sense, and just the amount of traffic that that had, with various ships and everything else for a long time. It's kind of expensive, close to Aspen. It is and it isn't. I mean, there's a lot of people who are down there who are just kind of, I don't want to say like kind of beach bums, but have like thing, I mean, because it's warm, you don't have like, and then a hurricane wipes everything out and then doesn't matter anyway. But yeah, it's, I mean, the upper scale parts of it aren't cheap, but man, we talked to this girl when we were down there. And she's like, yeah, I used to live. She's like, I used to live up near New York, and she was dating or seeing some guy and went down there and started working at some bar or whatever, and they kind of broke up. And she's like, and I just decided I was just gonna stay down here. So she lived in like this small little apartment, like on top of the bar or whatever. And she's like, yeah, basically, like, I just work at the bar all day because I can just sit and drink at the bar all day. And I can just wear a bikini top and flip flops. So what do I give a shit? I was like, dude, that's kind of killing it. I'm kind of jealous. You like watching the hurricanes when they hit? I mean, it's watching forces of nature are incredibly fascinating. I just don't necessarily know if I would want to be standing in the middle of it when it happens. You've been to West Palm and surrounding places over there, and just in the past 8 years or so, you've been to Tampa. It's a big state, a lot of areas in Florida. But I miss like road trips like that, and I feel like that also is what saddens me about the cost of just driving and stuff now. Like, it used to be, oh, you take a road trip and it was super cheap, and you go even some of the cheap hotels and motels now are fucking expensive. And who wants to like pull over at some rest stop or something somewhere and have some dude cranked out of his mind on meth, fucking like clubs you over the head and steals all your shit. But yeah, trips, going on those vacations. I mean, I remember we took a big vacation down to Florida and went to the Disney parks and did all that stuff. And we rented a condo down there. That was a big trip that we took, and we rode in a big conversion van, my grandpa's conversion van. In Gatlinburg, Tennessee, we went to the Niagara Falls. Went to this SeaWorld, Geauga Lake. Went to several places kind of in Michigan. But I think about the rest of that and I'm like, really? Outside of those places, as a family, we really didn't go on too many trips. I mean, we went to the upper part of Michigan, which that's a pretty long drive, and there's some beautiful stuff up there, but we never really did, and it's and I think back to this, and certainly, Mom, this isn't throwing shade at you, but my mom got sick when I was still fairly young, and so we really didn't have a lot of opportunity to do a lot of that. Some rest stops are pretty strange. I know. When I Even when we were driving to West Virginia, there was a couple. I'm like, good thing I have a gun. It's just fucking sketchy as fuck. You might go to Alabama to visit a YouTube friend next year. I mean, maybe it is in Ohio. I could just be on crack. It could be. I think the only time I was in Alabama was for work, and I was just there for like a weekend or 2 days or something. I don't, but I those a lot of those southern states I think are actually really nice. Did it freeze for everyone? I hope not. I didn't get any notification of loss of bit rate or dropped frames. That was me just holding that face. So no, I don't think so. No freeze for Gamer Lab. But I'm really interested in, several of those Western style states. I've never really been in and around a lot of them, other than just some of the major cities. Again, when I was there for work. Like, I would love to see some of the areas in Colorado and Utah and all that. I just haven't been out there. And so that's the other part that I think I'm sort of excited about moving is being out over there. I'm going to say this with a little bit of jest because I don't mean to disparage the people that live there, but I feel like a large portion of the stuff in Michigan that I wanted to see, and like there's not really much to see in Indiana and Ohio. Okay, I've been to Illinois, and like even by the time you drive all the way down over there, like that's a long fucking drive. And if I was out west or in one of those other states, the areas that you could get to in that same amount of driving. So think about that. I think about the idea of, oh, family road trips. I'm like, man, it's hours just to get out of Michigan. Like, fucking. And then when you do it, you're in an area of either Indiana or Ohio that might as well just be the same fucking place. So I need to go back to taking some trips. COVID really took the wind out of my sails on that, because I was going to go see a bunch of streamer and online friends and all that. And I really want to go back to fucking England. Like, I want to go see Dan Dastardly and Londi and all those folks. Shit, I haven't been to the UK. I haven't been out of the country in fucking shit, it might be 10 plus years. I think it's been like 10, 11 years, if not more. Shit, it certainly wasn't at this job. It was like, yeah, it's gotta be. I just think about that. Like, man, fucking 10 plus years ago. I feel like it was a different fucking person, for Christ's sake. But I want to go do all that stuff. And this year, like, I have the grand adventure going over to, moving. But I think even before I do that, I would like to take some trips and see some areas of Michigan. So I'm hoping this weather fucking clears up, because I'd like to go take a motorcycle trip and see some of those areas. You know, I feel like it would just be even a completely different adventure doing it on a bike as opposed to taking my truck. See, I don't know. Like, it's weird when I think about, like, going to places, because, like, there's the tourist place, and then there's, like, a place where, like, there's people that you know, where you can just be part of, like, the life. And I think as time has gone on, for me, I'm less interested in seeing the big attractions. I mean, like, it's cool to go there, but I would rather just go see, like, what those people like to do. Yeah, Black Hat in the same way. Like, man, let's just go to some local stores and a restaurant. And, like, just show me around where you live. I just want to see where you live, you know? At least you're protected in a vehicle from the elements. It's true. But that's part of the adventure, is, again, when you're on a bike like that, it's, you're not in a cage, you're not in a thing, you're exposed. There's kind of some fun to that. I certainly cannot believe I rode at 80 miles an hour on the freeway wearing shorts and boots in a fucking downpour rainstorm on my bike. That was probably really dumb. But I'm still here. But, like, yeah, much easier and probably a smarter idea to take a vehicle. Black Cat says, yo, feeling a bit down, a bit annoyed, but since I'm at home, at least having a proper support lurk for you, I'm going to go remind myself of childhood weirdness and try one of the Lego games. Maybe that will cheer me up. But take care, everyone. Meow the Cat, thank you so much for stopping in. As always, make sure you give Meow the Cat a follow. Very nice Latvian, man. I can't do your accent, man. Your accent's so adorable. I love it. Yeah, you don't get a full view of the sky. It's just a different... It's just a whole different thing. You're more there, right? Because you aren't in a protected vessel. And I'm not saying that, like, a road trip in a truck or car still isn't fun, but, like, there's an extra, like, taking my motorcycle to just go get dinner is still kind of an adventure, and it's more of an adventure than just taking my truck. And so to take a trip or road trip like that with that is, like, double the fun. Double the risk, but double the fun, I guess. It's kind of like, no, I'm not going to say that. Cheers, though. trips. You know, I think if I could take trips, I still the one place that I really, really want to see. And God, I wish I could go there. I wish I could go there right now because I'd probably slay it. But I would love to go to Osaka, Japan. Apparently, they have a lot of like jazz bars. They like cigars and whiskey. They're apparently a little less uptight than, say, Tokyo. They're a little more nightlife, have fun kind of shit. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to, like, I really want to see Japan before I'm like old, old. Oh, where are we? Tokyo? Who took it? Where? Who? You really don't do tourist stuff when you're in Florida either. Yeah, I mean, I just don't. I don't like the shit's overpriced. I feel like the shit's kind of, I don't know, corny, and they're fucking like, it's crowded. And then I feel like there's just this hustle and bustle. Like, it's not relaxing to me. Like, I don't find that relaxing. And when I go on vacations now, I want to fucking relax. I feel like going all the way back to the beginning of the episode. And I felt like, okay, Dad, you always, would sort of complain that you couldn't go on trips because my mother was so nervous or whatever. I'm like, do you ever think that maybe part of that was you, that you were making her nervous? Because your trips had to be like planned to the minute. We can't miss anything. We gotta see everything. Well, if I'm going there, I want to see everything. Yeah, but no, you can't really take the time to sit and enjoy a thing. I don't like that. I don't like doing that. I mean, shit, I'd rather sit outside someplace and people watch and shoot the shit and just be like, I'm just in a different spot and I don't have to do anything right now because I'm on vacation, which I don't really take enough of, I don't think. Just to be away from the house is good enough. I mean, I'm with you on that too. Like, if there's anything that I've realized, especially more with COVID, is both two things. Number one, the appreciation for just being comfortable and quiet and safe in my house, but also going out to places and enjoying being there with other people and the energy and just being away from house from my house. A different place. And that's what was the last time I was in Arizona. That's what was just for me so magical about that. Because literally every place is different. Everything is different. I know nothing around here. There's no common road. Everywhere you go is a fucking adventure. God, it was exhilarating. It's exhilarating. Black Cat likes talking to different kinds of people. I never would have guessed.
Hey, you, come here.
Like, uh-oh.
Look, I'm a Viking, I got you.
Someday, Black Cat, someday. I'm gonna meet up and I'm like, it's you. And then you're gonna be like, it's you. And then it'll be like you're talking to yourself. You're like, yeah. And everybody will be all confused. Well, they won't really be confused because we probably look about as different as two individuals can look, but I'll have to put a sticker. I'll put a sticker on that says like not Black Cat or something. By the way, look how shiny my bald head is today. It's like super butter smooth. It's ridiculous. Hey, do you guys want some? Do you want some bald head ASMR slapping sounds?
Is this relaxing you?
You're probably like, this is the sound of somebody jerking off. Bald head ASMR. Oh boy. You never know what you're going to get on this fucking show. That's all I get to say about that. That's what it sounds like, but you wouldn't. Well, if you wouldn't know, then how can you say that? All right, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. Let's finish the rest of our drinks. I read your blog. You can't fool me. Come on. All right. Little angel, innocent little black cat. Oh, right. Stay safe. Keep the faith, and all that good shit is what we say at the end of all of these particular episodes. So make sure you get yourself some rest and some sleep. Thank you so much, everyone that stopped by. Black Cats Pop, Your Gamer Lab 1, NH Girl Fams, Meow the Cat, Jaggedy Gaming, and Dan Dastardly, the man with the mustache. Oh. It's been real. I'll catch you all some other time. Good night. Take care. And that's going to do it. So we will see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Cigar Goy Lounge.